practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Great people.
And it's a live look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center as we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. So glad you could join us, everybody. I'm Bob Papa. Carl Banks will join me momentarily. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look at the Giants' practice on this Tuesday, a very physical practice for the Big Blue, as well as we'll hear from David Carr, Giants' backup quarterback and defensive lineman Mike Patterson. But the big news today, before the Giants hit the practice field, veteran offensive lineman Chris Snee and defensive back Terrell Thomas were taken off the PUP list. And, Carl, great news for the Giants that both of those guys coming off injury, Snee a hip injury, Terrell Thomas another knee injury, were able to get on the field and get some practice in.
Yeah, it was really good. And when you look at the state of the offensive line, it's as healthy entering training camp and during training camp as it's ever been. And having Snee back early during this process will really help them. And then Terrell Thomas, getting him back out there early in the process, reintegrates him into the whole football lifestyle.
Yeah, and Terrell Thomas was injured in a preseason game in 2011, but he says he's raring to go.
I worked really hard. My numbers are not too far off. I've been training hard. I got a really stronger upper body to really help me out in my press or in my technique, if I lost a step, because who knows how my body's going to respond. But as far as training with other athletes, say with Corey, guys back in California, as far as my speed and quickness is there, and until I get out there on the field, I truly don't know what I can do. But as far as testing-wise, I'm pretty back up to 100%.
Terrell Thomas passing all of the tests in his sixth year, 231 career tackles, one touchdown, 11 interceptions, 38 passes defended. Carl, when you take a look at Terrell Thomas, when he was injured in that preseason game in 2011, at that point, he was arguably the Giants' best corner. This could be a real shot in the arm for this football team, but you know, how hard is it to come back after missing virtually 2 years?
Well, you know the old saying, once bitten, twice shy. He's been bitten three times. So he's really got to get over the fear and apprehension of coming back. We know that he has a complete skill set, but where it applies now on the football field is going to be determined by, you know, how far he can get into it mentally.
All right, it's a crowded secondary for the Giants with a lot of experience and some youth mixed in. So where does T-Squared see himself fitting in?
I'm coming back as a football player. I don't know what they're going to do with me. We've talked with the safety role, the nickel role, the corner role. I think it's whatever I can take. I think the sky's the limit, and I've been learning everything. I kind of already knew the safety corner position, safety nickel position. I've been trying to learn the safety position so I can be on the field more, contribute more, communicate more to the younger guys, and just be a leader with the secondary.
After practice, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin said that Thomas, at least for now, will take turns at corner. But, Carl, is it really hard to make that transition from corner to safety and all the other positions?
Well, the NFL now is a tale of two different leagues. And first and second down, it's one set. Third down, you can get anywhere as five eligible receivers. So there's a premium on guys who have natural cover skills.
So Terrell Thomas is back in the mix and having an opportunity to practice for the first time today. So did offensive lineman Chris Snee. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin was asked earlier in the day about Snee and the fact that he's back on the field and what they're trying to get accomplished.
He needs work. He needs to practice. He needs to be up front with that guy that far away and react quickly and make all the adjustments. And so we all need practice now. He's done it, and he's done it very well, so he'll come along fast, but he does have to practice like everybody else.
This is the time when just to get the rust off. You know, I haven't, last time I was in a meaningful stance was in December, so just take this time and just do what I do every August and just knock the rust off and get my body right.
Carl, you go through so much work, rehabilitation. Chris Snee was out here all off season, you know, working on that hip, working with the trainers to get better. Obviously, you want to go slowly with him, but how important is it for Snee to get out on the field and not only practice, but maybe get some reps in a preseason game?
Well, I think the mental aspect of it is the easiest for him because he's a seasoned veteran in his same offense. But getting the run fits, the blocking fits, that's where you have to actually do it. And that's why he's needed and he's out there.
Well, it's a welcome sight for Giants fans and the team to have Chris Snee back. Now, Carl, this is a little old school practice today. There was a lot of popping going on, and it was a pretty physical practice with some pretty good hitting today.
Well, if you want to call it old school, I just call it football. They put on pads, there are a few collisions, and you know, that's what you want to see.
Yeah, Ryan Terrain took a big shot there, and there were some guys flying around. You see Jaquan Williams get a hit on Darrell Scott. There were a couple guys going to the ground, like David Wilson as well, and Giants head coach Tom Coughlin was like, hey, whoa, wait a second, slow it down a little bit. James Brewer, head injury, Terrain, a head injury, Larry Donald suffered an ankle injury, and Cooper Taylor suffered a hamstring. So it was a physical practice for the Giants today, and you know, that's what you're doing, getting ready for your first preseason game on Saturday night. We're just getting rolling here from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. When we come back, we'll hear from Giants quarterback David Carr and much, much more after this here on MSG Plus.
It's time for today's Giants Training Camp Play of the Day. Ryan Nassib looking deep for Kevin Hardy, but it's underthrown and picked off by undrafted free agent Charles James. That's today's Giants Training Camp Play of the Day.
And we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. And Carl, you got a free agent, rookie free agent, trying to make the team, Charles James. How important is it to make plays like that?
Well, any chance you get to show up on film making an interception, it's always good when you got a crowded and veteran defensive backfield. And then, so you got that on tape, and now you can go out and play on special teams to really show that you have a spot on this roster.
Ah, you mentioned the magic word, special teams. Right. Well, David Carr has been around the block more than once in the National Football League, and he's been the backup quarterback to Giants starting quarterback Eli Manning. Earlier today, Anita Marks spoke with Carr.
Thanks, Bob. So, David, you tested the free agent waters this offseason, but you came back home to the Giants. What is it about being here? What is it about the Giants organization that you like so much?
I mean, just the continuity with the guys. The team's great. Got a great relationship with the staff. I've known Coach Coughlin for a long time. Kevin's a great job on the offensive side of the ball, and just at this point, I didn't really want to go into a situation where it was going to be something that, you know, I had a team that wasn't ready to go or we're trying to build something. This team's established, and I'm really happy to be back out here.
Well, the Giants, they haven't had three quarterbacks on their roster since 2007. They draft a quarterback in this year's draft. Are you keeping an eye on the numbers game when it comes to the roster?
Oh, man, I'm so far past that stuff. I think that all I can do is my best. I mean, God has a plan for whatever's going to go on in my life. I'm just going to go out there and use the abilities he's given me, lean on my experience, try and help Ryan, try and help Eli as much as possible, you know, and whatever happens, the Giants are going to make a decision based on what they want to do moving forward with their, you know, with their team. And if I'm a part of that, great. If not, then, again, it's in my best interest, team's best interest to do whatever they have to do.
Well, Hakeem Nicks back at practice today, and this offense has looked really explosive. The most explosive offense you've seen since you've been a Giant?
Yeah, it's been really nice, you know, just with throwing the ball around. I think that Eli has a really good feel, obviously, of what's going on. I feel comfortable out there. And I think this group of receivers is really, I'd say they're farther along now than any time I've seen, you know, a team this early in camp and in the preseason, just because, you know, Kevin's offense isn't simple. You can't just pick it up and go out there and run it, especially at wide receiver. There's so many options to, you know, what you can do versus coverages. But this group has really picked it up quick, and they're making good, fast, aggressive decisions, and it's been really fun to go out there and throw the ball with them.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. All right. Bob, back to you.
All right, thanks, Anita, and thanks, David, for your time today. Carl, how important is it to have a valuable guy like David Carr with his experience?
Well, especially in an offense like this, you hope you don't need him, but if you do, there are two things he has: experience at a very high level in big games and trust. When you have a backup quarterback, the worst feeling in the world is to not know what you have when you need him, and he's a guy that they know can do what this offense calls for.
Well, some competition brought in by the Giants because Curtis Painter was also brought in. He was a backup for Peyton Manning in Indianapolis, and quarterbacks coach Sean Ryan talked about Painter's play.
I've been encouraged by Curtis's ability to pick up the offense quickly. You know, you can tell that Curtis has been around. He's been part of some different systems. He obviously had to use our terminology and learn our terminology, which essentially is learning a new language. You know, so it's never an easy thing. But I think in terms of, you know, our pass concepts and our run game, I think his understanding and the ability to pick it up quickly has been pretty impressive.
Well, so far the Giants were impressed by what they've seen out of Painter, but by signing Painter, the Giants were saying to David Carr, we're bringing some competition in for you.
Well, David Carr said to the Giants, I'm going to go see if there's a market for me outside. So I think all is fair, and they'll find the best quarterback to back up Eli Manning.
Yeah, so it's a little competition, which we haven't seen for a while as far as the backup quarterback is concerned. And then on top of that, the Giants drafted a quarterback in the fourth round in Ryan Nassib, and Coach Ryan spoke about the rookie.
Really impressed with Ryan's work ethic. He's in constantly. Yesterday, their day off, Ryan comes in for extra help. You know, I've been impressed with his, you know, note taking, his studying of the film, and really trying to understand concepts. What I mean by that is not memorizing things, but understanding we're doing this because of this reason. You know, this play is designed to attack this coverage, and I think he's done a good job of grasping that.
There's a lot of years of playing, you know, combined in that one room, and you definitely learn a lot. And a lot of times, I got to ask them to slow it down because, they're so far ahead, where this is, I've only been here for a couple months or so. But they've been very helpful, doing a great job with me so far.
So it's all part of the learning process for the rookie out of Syracuse, Ryan Nassib, which leads us to our Twitter question of the day, and it comes from @pint1998. Is there any chance the Giants keep only two quarterbacks with Ryan Nassib as the backup, Carl?
I think that will depend on what they do at the receiver, running back, and offensive line positions.
Yeah, and it might be a situation where Nassib's going to have to really light it up for them to get rid of, because they like having the veteran guy there.
Absolutely, they do.
So Nassib is going to be competing for one of the spots, obviously. Getting drafted in the fourth round, you think he's probably going to make the football team. So will it be Carr? Will it be Painter as Eli's backup? Or will they only go with two? Those are the questions that the coach and the front office will have to make. Still a lot more to come here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the Giants' wide receivers and secondary. All hear that much, much more on MSG Plus.
This question from @TomDobb1, what has been your toughest challenge since you've been drafted by the Giants?
Toughest challenge, definitely picking up the playbook. The little things make the difference at this level because everybody's a great athlete. And it's who can do the little things, understand what they're doing, read and recognize the play, and can go and make the play when you get the opportunity.
The playbook, really. I mean, it is a very extensive playbook. There's a lot of plays and stuff, and a lot of it has to do with the quarterback.
This question from @Earth2Nick. Cooper, do you see yourself being a big contributor on defense this year?
I definitely think as an athlete, you've got to have confidence in yourself to do that. I think that if I was given the opportunity, I think I'd be able to succeed. Definitely just going to fit in where the coaches need me, show that I can be an attribute wherever it may be, special teams, defense, or anything in between.
The next question comes from Jay Goldshine. Who are your football idols growing up?
My biggest idol growing up was really, the John Elways, the Troy Aikmans of the world. I just watched a lot of Brett Favre and, watched him play, their gunslinger mentality. And, that's kind of who I grew up, idolizing.
I got to go with Steve Atwater and John Lynch. Those are two guys that I grew up loving watching their play, especially as I played DB growing up. So, two great safeties, two great players. So two guys I enjoyed.
This question from @Craminator80. Who's the biggest prankster on the team?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I'm with the offensive guys most of the time, so I would have to say between Eli and Snee. Eli gets me every day.
This question from @NotTheRealDano. How's the rookie hazing so far in camp?
Rookie hazing, not so bad. The anticipation is usually worse than it is. They make you get up and sing. I got mine out of the way early. I sang King of the Road by Roger Miller. I love old country music. I sang Ain't No Mountain High by Marvin Gaye. And then I got a couple of them in my pocket, but I'm saving them for when the vets ask for me to do it next.
No, it's been fun. It's been funny. Every day, I'm always on my toes because you never know what can come. I haven't had to sing yet, but I'm sure it's coming. You know, when that time comes, you know, I'll be ready.
And that's Off Guard as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. All right, Carl, let's talk a little bit about Cooper Taylor. And extremely athletic, talking to a bunch of the scouts. He's got a lot of the measurables. Had to play a lot of different positions when he was in college because they needed him. Now he gets to learn safety. What are some of the things about his game that you've seen?
Well, again, he's shown good athleticism, and he seems to be grasping the defense. But again, as a rookie and a safety, you're going to have to really show that athleticism on the field of play in special teams. And because he's done so much in college, he should be able to contribute in all four phases of the special teams.
Let's take a look at the Giants safety position and the depth chart at the safety position for the Giants. And Carl, obviously, Antrell Roll, Stevie Brown, Ryan Mundy, who comes from the Steelers, Tyler Sash has been here. Will Hill, he's going to serve a four-game suspension to start the year. Then you got a guy like Cooper Taylor. How many can you keep realistically?
Well, it depends on, again, if any of those guys can play the cornerback position. And it's a great position to be in if you're a head coach or a coordinator when you have versatility. But, again, the path of least resistance is through special teams. If you want to make an impression, get there.
All right. Well, that's a look at some of the defensive players from the safety position. And Carl mentioned special teams. In the offseason, the Giants went out and got a guy who can help not only on special teams but on offense.
It's time for another edition of Players to Watch.
Hi, I'm Lewis Murphy Jr., wide receiver for the New York Giants. Camp's going good. Teammates are great. Coaches are great. Everyone from the top down has welcomed me with open arms and just glad to be part of the Big Blue. It's a great group. Great group of guys. Me and Keem and Ramsey are all the older guys in the group, so it's kind of different now being one of the older guys. Everyone has been very helpful, you know, getting moved to New Jersey. Just being real close with Hakeem. We were drafted the same year, you know, locker mates. So it's been just neat just getting to know him more on a personal level.
You know, Lewis Murphy had been signed, you know, has been playing 4 years, but he's new in the offense as well. So what I've seen from him is a great professional attitude. We meet individually because he calls and says, hey, coach, let's get another hour in, let's get 2 hours in, let's do that. He's been businessman-like in his approach to learning our offense and also developing his craft and his individual abilities to create separation from defenses.
Coach Gilbride has been great, offensive coordinator Gilbride and my receiver coach, and he's been helping me learn the offense, get the plays, put it all together, learning the concepts, really just working details of routes, in and out of breaks, and attacking the ball. So this year, just expect the Giants as a team to do great. Just want to come out here and work and help the team win.
Carl Lewis Murphy Jr. started his career with the Raiders, played last year in Carolina. What can he bring to this Giants offense?
Well, I tell you, he'll be that guy that gets forgotten. When you look at Randall, Cruz, Akeem Nix, you go four wide receivers, you put David Wilson on the field, he could be the recipient of some big plays.
Speed is his game,
yes,
isn't
indeed.
It? Yes, indeed. Well, the Giants are hoping that Lewis Murphy Jr. can take the top off of defenses. But in order to win in the NFL, you got to win in the trenches. When we come back, we're going to focus in on the defensive tackles. A look at MetLife Stadium, a live look here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on MSG+. We welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Late in the afternoon, early evening at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, a full practice in the books for the New York Giants. Bob Popple along with Carl Banks. And Carl, the Giants talked in the offseason about getting back to being a tough brand of football, and it starts on the defensive line, and the Giants have loaded up on defensive tackles.
Well, they got a lot of bigs, Bobby, so we'll see if the talk translates into play.
Well, let's take a look at the depth chart at the defensive tackles. You got Cullen Jenkins and Linval Joseph. Then you got Mike Patterson, who is with the Eagles. Sean Rogers has been around forever. The Giants drafted Jonathan Hankins. There's Marvin Austin. Marcus Coon still on PUP. In three of the last 4 years, with Joseph, Austin, and Hankins, the Giants have taken a defensive tackle in the second round. They need some of those guys to step up and become big-time players.
Well, Joseph has shown signs, and Austin has been oft injured. So I think he's going to make a contribution, both of those guys.
All right. Well, we had a chance to catch up with Giants defensive line coach Robert Nunn, and he talked about the progress of Austin.
He's another one that has had his best offseason. Of course, he's been healthy for the first time. He's never been able to go through a true offseason, you know, because of different ailments that he's had. And so he's where he needs to be right now. He can't disappear when the pads come on. And so he knows what he's got to do. You know, I've spoken to him about it. When the pads come on, he's got to produce. When we get out there under the lights, he's got to produce. And right now, he's got himself in a position to give him the best opportunity of since he's been here of having a productive year.
Carl, in the time that you've seen Austin practice, what has stood out to you?
I think from day one, his quickness. He's got a lot of quickness in a tight space, and I think that could serve him well if he's healthy.
Well, the Giants are hoping that it finally kind of turns on for a guy like Marvin Austin, who they invested a second-round draft pick in a couple of years ago. Meanwhile, Mike Patterson was a full-time starter for the Philadelphia Eagles and at times was a dominant player. In training camp of 2011, he started suffering seizures, and although he played 15 games that year, he needed to undergo brain surgery in January of 2012. He played in 5 games with the Philadelphia Eagles, but he's back and trying to make the big blue. And he spoke with Anita Marks earlier today.
Thanks, Bob. So, Mike, kind of share with us a very serious brain surgery you had last year. Coming into this season, how do you feel right now?
I feel pretty good. You know, I had wonderful doctors. I had a lot of help getting things situated and make sure that I don't have another episode.
All right. Well, against the Giants, you had 8 years with the Philadelphia Eagles. You looked great. You were able to stop the run. I think the Giants said, look, if we can't beat them, let's have them join us. How has it been joining the Giants organization for you?
It's been a blast so far. Players are good. Coaches are, pretty much fair. And, I just enjoyed this experience of learning a new defense and being with a new team.
Well, you have a teammate you're familiar with, Cullen Jenkins. He joins the Giants as well. Has it been an easier transition for you both, considering you guys played on the Eagles together?
A little bit. We're able to chop it up in the locker room and on the practice field and stuff, talking about how the things are different and stuff like that. But just overall, I've been playing against this team for so long now. I feel like I know all these guys, so especially Snead and Tuck. And, I just, feel pretty good to, be playing against some people that I know.
Well, some competition at the defensive tackle position, a lot of great battles going on at camp. You've got about 8 defensive tackles vying for 5 positions. How's the competition been for you?
It's tough. The guys that they brought in, they're really good, especially the guys that already been here. They're pretty good, too. So, I'm really excited, to help me set my game up and, along with them, too.
Fantastic. Well, good luck this camp.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, back to you.
Thanks, Nadine. Quickly, Carl, it could come between Patterson and Rogers as to who makes the team.
Yeah, it'll be a great competition to see.
Well, that was a fast half hour. Carl, we'll do it again, my friend.
Yes, we will.
Well, the Giants have practice in the books on this August the 6th. We'll be back tomorrow night right here on MSG Plus for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Good night, everybody.